We call that a Donna thing. I was live in the wrong Facebook group. Sorry about that. Welcome, everybody. We'll give people a couple minutes to join us. I'm having some little tech problems here. Yep, I'm having tech problems. I just bought this amazing mouse that's supposed to run my laptop, and it worked great once, but now it's not working. This is definitely a Donna thing. You would have thought that I would have tested this sooner, but then you wouldn't know me very well. I have freely admitted it's like exactly time for me to be live, and I'm like, oh, wait. I do have some little sanguine elements, everybody. Yeah. Now, this wonderful, magical device that was going to solve all my problems. I can't get it to work. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's Donna Parto with the Chapel Club. Glad you could join me. We'll be underway in just a minute. Pray for me, my allergies. Anybody else? And I'm usually the queen of preventive maintenance. Take a teaspoon of honey every day leading up to allergy season. But I was in ketosis. And I was wanting to do carb-free, sugar-free. So I eliminated the honey. And wow, I'm going to have to rethink that because my allergies are crushing me. Wow. Anybody else? I just talked to Tamara. She said her allergies are bad too. Hey, if you're hearing me okay, can you do me a favor and just show me some love? Hit the love button. Okay, great. I got a little drop of love there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. I surely appreciate that. And I can't get my handy dandy little device here to work, so it's going to be a little bit trickier than I would have wanted it to be. But that's okay. I'll find the answer. Okay, super duper. Welcome, everybody. Glad you could join me. Donna Parto here with our monthly chapel service. Who's excited? Is anybody excited? I am. Okay, great. Hey, Sierra! I'm going to meet you in person. So happy. Woohoo! She's coming to Costa Rica. We love that resort. I'll tell you, I've been to a lot of places all over the world. That is the finest resort I've ever been to. Five-star. There are at least 4 5-star restaurants. No, I mean 5-star. Their chef was featured on one of the fame. I couldn't believe it. I mean, come prepared to gain 10 pounds. I just, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Gourmet food. I mean, you know, we're going to be with Jesus, but wow. Wow. And we're not going to go there again as much as we love it because we're wanting to do the Lifestyle Freedom events at new locations. So we'll do maybe one or two. We did the same Fiji resort 3 years in a row because people just loved it so much. But then we're like, I'm going to do something different. So we did the Costa Rica. And then we tried to book it again. But it's like, you can't get into that resort. I will tell you guys, seriously, if you're coming to Costa Rica, you better book now. Because last year, the resort sold out 3 months ahead of our event. Do I need to say that again? This resort will sell out. Even if our event, like, hey, we wanted to have 20 people. They're like, we don't want to care. We don't care who you wanted to have. We're sold out. The whole resort. It will sell out. So sign up now if you're planning to come to Costa Rica. Don't dawdle. And in fact, that's one of the things I'm going to talk about today. So it's perfect timing. Also, those of you who are still thinking about, I'll just do some quick announcements while everybody hops on board. If you're thinking about, you need to come to Costa Rica. If you're thinking about Guatemala, that application deadline, applications to the ministry, not my ministry, Hope of Life, Esperanza de Vida, they really need to be, you know, the first week of April. The deadline is April 12th, but do you really want to be filling out that application tax week? So I'm going to encourage all the team to get your applications in by April 10th. So you're running out of time to get in on that. I'm going to have Yolanda Perry. We've got four speakers lined up at that event, just to let you know. Hector Torres will be speaking one night. I'll be speaking one night. Yolanda Perry will be speaking one night. I'm talking to a Guatemalan pastor who's going to speak. We will have a Guatemalan pastor. I'm hoping it's going to be this guy because, he's ball fire. You know, you'll have to kind of adapt. But his prophetic, wow. He is so accurate in the prophetic. I'm just praying that everything he just prayed over me in Guatemala, I'm like, oh yeah, bring it. Yes, 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 bring it, Lord. I'll take it. But wow, it really resonated with my heart. So we'll have him. And then the last night, our very own Kristen Rieg is going to write a prayer. Every person is going to have their own prayer that she's going to share with them. And then we're going to commission you and pray over you. I got to come up with an overall theme, but I think it's going to be like power, presence, something, something, something. Because the purpose of the ministry is community transformation. And if you want to see, if you've ever wanted to see what his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven looks like, then you need to come to Guatemala, because I've never seen anything like it. And nowhere in the world. And I've worked with a lot of ministries. I mean, wow. Wow. They've brought heaven down. It's wow. It's amazing. We're talking thousands of homes built. We're talking hundreds of churches planted, hundreds of schools built. Wow. Okay. So get your applications in for Guatemala if you want to come. Shannon's here. She's going to be there. We've got one night that's kind of open flex, and that might be to relax or fun. But I feel like, Shannon, we might have to get you doing some beautiful something or another. I don't know what that looks like yet, but it's going to be a powerful time. And we will be out during the day ministering, you know, really the poorest of the poor. This is the poorest of the poor. And then at night we'll have the ministry. You know, each night we'll have a different speaker and time of ministry. And it's going to be amazing. But my throat is really bad, so I get a sip of water. Is there any other announcements? Israel. If anyone's coming to Israel, again, that's going to be incredible. I'm going to have Hanan during Holy Week. Hanan and I are going to do a Facebook Live, and she's going to be sharing her story, her testimony. She's Palestinian, born in Bethlehem. Her whole family are Palestinian believers living in the Palestinian territory. And that's who's invited us, which is very unusual. Most Christians who go to Israel go with either Messianic believers. Our tour guide last time was Jewish and knew a lot of history, but an opportunity to be invited by Palestinians? This is not going to come by every day. Palestinian Christians. If you think that's going to come by every day, no, it's not. This is a big, rare opportunity for us to do this. And we're going to do an event bringing together Arab Christians. Did you hear that? Arab Christians? Somebody better write that down. Does that sound like an oxymoron to anybody else? Arab Christians and Messianic believers coming together for a special blessings prayer conference. Wow. Wow. I would be in on that if I were you. Anyway, one of those. I would love for some of you guys to come. One other announcement, Yolanda Perry will be live with me at Facebook Live. We're doing on Thursday, and the topic is how to be so worthy. What it means to be so worthy. Because we're going to look at three different levels of it, and God gave me an outline. Just by being a human being, you're worthy of being sown into. You know, and then as a child of God, then you're even more worthy of being sown into. And when you step into the mantle of authority God's placed on your life, it's like people better just, if they're smart, they better be sowing in for their own good. So that's kind of the outline God gave me. Really excited about that. I'm sure it's going to be a powerful word. So with that, we've got a tribe gathered, and I'm going to go and have, and if any of my leaders are here, not MIA, if you could hit invite on the screen, if you could just go through and invite, you know, all the members of this group, I'd really appreciate that. And we can get the word out that we are live. Okay, so let's pray. So Lord, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to press in to this message that you've been unleashing and unpacking about how to enter into the Princess Protection Program, because you've made it available. Protection is there. The Princess Protection Program is in full swing. It's fully operational. It's there for us. It's like all your promises and all your benefits. They're all there. But we have to choose to kind of enroll. Yes, I'm enrolling now in the Princess Protection Program. And you have to get into the program and stay in the program. So God, we thank you that you're unpacking this. And we pray that more and more that we would enter in and remain in that place of protection. Linda's here. So excited. It was so cute. Linda's husband contacted me and he's like, "Hi, I'm Linda's husband. Can I talk to you?" And gave me his phone number. I'm like, okay. So I call him. He's like, "I want to take Linda to Israel." I'm like, yay. That's a husband. All right. Good job, Linda and Judy too, training their husbands. I like that. Okay. So this month's topic is protection through wisdom and discernment. And I gave it the subtitle of when to act and when to wait. And I'll send you out. You guys know I love my PowerPoints, even though apparently no one else loves them. I love them. So I make them, even though I don't show them to you here. And then I'll make it available as a little booklet, old school like I used to. Okay, so the first topic is asking, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Teresa's here. Let's all join our faith and pray for Teresa. I'm going to stop right now. Many of you know, some of you may not, that Teresa's husband passed away, received a beautiful letter from Teresa that Mike, her husband, received Christ before he died. And so let's just join our faith and pray for her. So, Father, we just pray for our sister. We pray that you would surround her with your love and your favor, that you would surround her with your goodness, your nearness, your presence, your comfort, that you would be a shelter for her. Lord, we thank you for what you did in the life of her husband, and the blessed assurance that you've given her that he is with Jesus for eternity. We pray now for the next season of our sister's life, God, that you would unfold to her the plan of what's next. And we pray that for Teresa, and we pray for everyone who's gone through any type of loss, that you would show them that there's life after loss, life after loss, life after loss. There's life, 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 abundant life after loss, not just for Teresa, but for many, 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 many who need to be hearing that. And we just pray your blessing for her. And you know, it's amazing because I was just talking with Tamara Aragon and I said, "Tamara, people need to hear your testimony. And you know, what is the theme?" And you know what the theme God gave me for her? Life after loss. She just suffered blow after blow after blow. Lost her faith, was raised in a Christian home, and then school just filled her mind with all this garbage, and she walked away from her faith. And then she lost her mother. Her mother died young of cancer. And then she lost her business. Then she lost her marriage, went through a divorce. Then she was in a catastrophic car accident, ended up hospitalized for months, lost her health, lost her finances, went bankrupt, loss after loss after loss. But God gave her life after loss, life abundant. And so that message was really already resonating in my heart that there is life after loss. So whether you've lost a spouse, or you've lost hope, or you've lost purpose, or you've lost a business, or, you know, as Shannon talked about, losing her daughter, you know, just to the world, her daughter just going off into the world and losing that relationship, wherever you're at, that there's life abundant after loss, because the Lord met. I don't want to give away all of Tamara's testimony. We're going to be doing that in April, but God just richly, you know, made her multimillionaire all over again, gave her the most wonderful husband. They have a beautiful marriage, and just incredible. But so we just join our faith together for Teresa, that she would just have total confidence, total God confidence, and just such blessed assurance that God has gone before. And the God who fashioned her in her mother's womb knew before the day she was born that she would be a very young widow. He knew that about you, Teresa. He knew you'd be a young widow. And he has a plan and a purpose in all of that. He knew. And he fashioned you, all that you went through in your life, prepared you for this season. And Christ, with Christ in you, you are more than equal to this new challenge. And this word is not just for Teresa, it's for all of us. God factored you into the equation. God factored your circumstances into the equation. He knew, he knows, he sees, he saw. He's got this thing. He's got this thing. And if any of you lack wisdom, you just ask God, because he gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Now, this is really cool. That this, listen, what I'm going to show you today is just right on time. That word wisdom is sophos. It means special insight and understanding. It means real life application. We're not talking about theology here. Theology is great. I love theology. We're not talking about great ideas here. I love ideas. I'm an idea person. We're not taught what we're talking about today is not the realm of theory. This word specifically means real life application, like your actual problem. And that's one of my things, you know, and you guys know my ministry. I don't like theoretical. It's important. It's wonderful. It has a place. And, you know, sometimes I like to get a little of it. But I don't like a lot of theoretical preaching and teaching. Some people love it. I have friends who just love it. And that's their whole wheelhouse. You guys know me. I like the practical. I like the real world. I'm like, okay, now how? That sounds great. It's really interesting. That's a lot of Bible verses and theology. But you know, like how does that actually apply? And that's what this word wisdom means. Listen, somebody write this down. You know what wisdom is for? Specifically, guys, it's for when you don't know what to do. Do. It's for when you don't know what to do. And again, we all know that what you believe, to, you know, and how you think, all that stuff's important, you, for sure. But at some point, it's like, what do? You can believe, listen, you can believe all the right things, you can know all the right things, but at some point there's got to be a do. And that's what that wisdom is about. It's when you don't know what to do. It's like, okay, I've got a head full of sermons. Look, we're Western Christians, right? We've got a head full of sermons. We've been to every conference. We've read every book. We've listened to a million podcasts. We get a head full of this stuff. This is, you know what this is about? This is about, okay, now feed to your faith. What are you now going to do with all those sermons you listen to? What are you now going to do with all that information you got packed into your precious little head? All the stuff you No. How many of you know that the problem in our Christian life is the gigantic chasm, the actual Grand Canyon between what we, quote, know and how we live? Can somebody give me an amen? Somebody do hit this. We learn how to do this. You find the heart button. You can do it. I know you can do it. This is real life application. Find the heart button. I'll wait. I'm going to wait. Come on. Find it. Practical application. Find it. Everybody found it? Yeah. Man, we rocking the internet today, people. Do. That's what this is about. Okay? And one of the things you need to do is ask. That is ateo. Ateo, you're going to love this. Somebody's going to love this. The word ask here, you know the way the Greeks were, right? They had like 5 million words for every word that we have one for. They have like 20. And this word ask is a specific type of asking. You ready for it? It's not asking for information, just so you know. That's a different word. Anybody? That's a different ask. That's a different word in the Greek. This ask means asking related to tangible needs. Food, shelter, financial provision, how to handle a difficult relationship. That's what this asking is about. It's not asking for information. Practical. It's a practical word. And there's protection here. Do you know what this wisdom, when you say, hey, God, look, I've got a practical situation and I need to know what to do, like actually do, like actually taking. Oh, I hope I'm still here. Guys, can you let me know if I'm still here? Oh, boy, somebody just called me. I keep forgetting to turn off my phone when I'm doing these. Okay, you still can hear? Thank you, you're still hearing me. You guys are learning to play along. I sincerely appreciate that. So what this does, this type of wisdom that we're talking about today, it protects us from wrong choices. It protects us from spinning our wheels. It protects us from having to figure it out. It protects us from wasting time, money, energy, resources. Come on. It protects us, write this down, from missed opportunities. The scripture I want to give you in a minute that we're going to dive into is Jacob and Laban. This protects us from missing opportunities. Come on, stay with me. This is really where I want to go. And I'm really stepping into what God called me to do and making peace with it. And God's going to have to show me how to channel this thing, because I know a little of this type of stuff goes a long way for the average person. But I do know with every fiber of my being, know that I know that the mantle of authority that God has given me is a warning. I'm called to warn. And one of the things I want to warn people specifically about is that you're going to miss out. And it's so funny because there's this whole thing in our culture today, FOMO, fear of missing out. And you know what? It's, oh, whew. This is real-time revelation. Come on, stay with me. You know, all the devil does is counterfeit. And the world, this fear of missing out, FOMO is huge. And it prevents people from making any kind of a social commitment for fear of missing out, that they might miss out on a better invitation. That's a cheap counterfeit. The real thing we should fear missing out on is God's best for us. We should have a holy, reverential fear and awe that unless we walk in the center of God's will, that's what the Princess Protection Program, safe in the center of God's will, then we're going to miss out on all that God has for us. We're going to miss out on opportunities. We're going to miss out on blessings. We're going to miss out on the epicenter of God's plan and purpose. That's the real FOMO, people. That's what we really should be afraid of missing out on. And the devil's just counterfeit. This FOMO thing is so huge in our culture. The counterfeit version of it. But I know that God has given me an anointing to press upon his people. Guys, you should have FOMO. Kristen, Dr. Kristen, is coming to Guatemala with us. She's going to lay hands on people and they're going to be healed. The fire of God. The fire of God. Dr. Kristen, I prophesied this over you forever ago. You are going to begin to feel the heat like never before. You're going to start feeling the heat, girl, in your hands. You're not even going to have to adjust. The healing power of the living God is going to begin again flowing through your hands. As you give, pray fast. Listen to me, Kristen. As you give, pray fast, as you really enter in for the fire and the presence of God, you're going to begin to feel the heat. And when you lay hands on your patients, they're going to feel it. Some of them get electrocuted. I don't know. We're going to have to pray for what that's going to look like. If I'm still coming through, can you just throw me some love? Now I'm suddenly nervous. You still hear? Okay, good. Thank you, because I've got like a notice up on my screen, and okay, great. So the real, but I just had to do that because Dr. Kristen just showed up, and I'm so excited that she's going to join us in Guatemala. And you know what? God has a, Shannon, you're here too. God has a divine plan and purpose for everyone who's coming with us. And I'm just so excited to see what it is. And I don't see her here, but you know that Kathy Owlsley, the Lord has directed her. She's staying with me in Jordan. Me and Kathy, girl, that's right. We're going in. We're going to ISIS, man. We're taking it. We're going to go into the refugee camps. I don't know if anyone else is doing it, but me and Kathy, we're doing it. We are doing it. Okay. So wisdom protects us from missing out on opportunities. Wow. It enables us to, this is what I wrote and underlined, maximize the moment. The wisdom of God made practical enables us to maximize the moment. Shannon, maximize this moment. You've just now stepped into that mantle of authority on your life. And God's saying, girl, man, you better maximize the moment. You got 2,000 people reading your book right now. You got to maximize that moment. That's why I was talking to you about practical stuff, like making sure there's an opt-in in the front of that book. Mm-hmm. Better get that done, girl. Better get that done and maximize this moment. That's one way you got to do it. Got to get on it. This is a quote from Joyce Meyer, Mama Joyce. You ready? Wisdom is our friend. It helps us not live in regret. And I'm going to do this. You can tell I'm looking through my index card. I may have shared this with you before. Do you know that every month, 201,000 people search the word regret on the internet? I compare that. You know, remember I shared how many people type in, can demons affect Christians? Can demons attack Christians? Zero. Nobody. Nobody's typing that, which should scare somebody. But over 200,000 people a month are typing the word in to regret. I'm afraid to do this, but I just did it. Okay. Still hear me? Can you let me know if you're still hearing me? Show me some love. Okay, thanks. All right, good. Incredible. Incredible. It's a lot of people with a lot of regret. Anybody here with any regrets? You have no idea. Consumed with it most days. Consumed with regret. Anybody? Wisdom is our friend. It helps us not live in regret. Joyce goes on, I think the saddest thing in the world would be to reach old age and look back at my life and feel nothing but regret about what I did or did not do. Yeah. So you see how wisdom is protection? You see how wisdom protects us from regret? Because when you walk in wisdom, practical application, divine guidance, then you know what you do? Then you make wise choices and you make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. You maximize the moment and you avoid missteps. There's perfect, but you know what? You know what wisdom protects us from? I mean, it protects us from so many things, but wisdom. Tina's here. Tina, you better be coming kayaking. I'm praying for you. I really believe you need to go kayaking. I really believe you need to go kayaking. I'm telling you right now. I feel it. I know it. You need to go kayaking. You and your husband, two of you. I think there's another couple in your circle of influence that are supposed to come with you. There's another couple in your circle of influence that need to come with you. The four of you need to come together and go kayaking because it's going to bond your marriage with your husband, Tina. It's going to challenge you in a good way. It's going to stretch you in a good way. But there's a couple that's supposed to come with you. And it's going to bond your relationship, the four of you. And some of you know this. One of the most beautiful marriages I've ever seen was my mom and dad. Madly in love. Wow. Until the day they died. And I was so blessed. I was with my father when he died. I had led him to Christ, you know, a few years sooner. So, I mean, the presence of God, the peace of God were there. It was beautiful. But to see him and my mom saying goodbye, not just like loving, I mean, in love, romance into their 80s. And they said, one of the secrets, come on, this is wisdom. I'm not off topic. I'm talking about wisdom, practical application. Is this helping anybody? Keep showing me love. If you like what I'm saying, you got to hit the buttons, okay? Because otherwise I think I've either lost you or I'm not making any sense. Is this helping somebody? Okay, thank you. It's helping one person. Okay, two people are being helped. You want some wisdom? You want some practical application from my mom and dad, one of the most beautiful marriages ever? Even though my mom was like the most broken person that you would ever meet. Big secret, spending time with other couples. They said that was the secret of their marriage. Come on, somebody write this down. Somebody write this down. The secret to their love, passionate love life, their marriage. They said they spent time with other couples every week. Somebody write it down. You know why it worked? Because they watched the dynamics in the other couples. And then if my mom went to one of her girlfriends to complain about my dad, the girlfriend said, really? Because I'm watching. And you know what I'm seeing you doing? So don't give me an earful about how your husband's the problem. Because I saw you last Saturday and I saw you the Saturday before. And I see what's going on. You got some issues, girl. My dad went to complain to one of his friends. Yeah, that bride, you know, my bride. They'd be like, really? Because she's the bride of the century. We're watching. We see how you treat her. You need to watch your tone with her. And watching how other couples interact, like, ooh, that is ugly. We don't want that in our marriage. One of the best things, this is what they told me. One of the best things they did for their marriage was spend time with other couples. Wisdom, people, wisdom. And when we were in Lifestyle Freedom, and when we were just in Punta Cana with Linda, you talk about courage. You talk about courage. Most of you know, she was public. Her son committed suicide right before that Punta Cana event. And I really thought, you know, maybe she wouldn't come, shouldn't come. Maybe she should cancel and just focus on her grief. And Rennie met with her and her husband. And he's like, her husband's like, more than ever, she needs purpose beyond the pain. She needs life after loss. She needs life abundant after loss. And Linda came with her husband to that Lifestyle Freedom event. And her husband just came, I think, as emotional support for her. And also because he thought maybe that part of a woman's crazy. And he was like the star student, to be honest. And I was hoping that Linda was going to do like Women's Empowerment University. Like she was going to remember to turn off your phone. Still hearing me? Okay, great. She was going to take over planning fitness events for Women's Empowerment University. That was like my agenda secretly. And they got there and it was so obvious. The call of God on their lives is couples. Connection, that's their word. Connection and couples. And that's their mandate, is to bring couples together that they can connect with God and with each other and with other couples. So all that was a word for Tina Croft and maybe for some other people. Okay. She's back, Donna. I'm back. Guys, are you still hearing me? If you're still hearing me, show me some love. Can you still see me? Show me some love. Okay. If anybody is not seeing me, leave and come back because we're still seeing me. Okay. So finishing this Joyce Meyer quote, wisdom helps us make choices now that we will be happy with later. Everybody got that? Everybody got that quote? That's a good one. I'm going to give you all of my notes. I've got it on a PowerPoint, even though I'm not showing it to you. So I'll do what I always did, which is put it in a little booklet so you can download all my notes. Okay. Okay, now the word gives. This is fun, isn't it? All men. Okay, so God gives all men, all people, all women, everybody, generously. That's lavish. That's above and beyond anything that we could ask or imagine. Strategies, practical. Remember what we're asking about, okay? So God's given practical advice, practical help so we can maximize the moment and not miss out on opportunities, okay? Without rebuke, without correction, no regrets, no reminders of past mistakes. Wisdom helps us make choices we will be thankful for in the future. Thank you, Dr. Kristen. Will be given. That's a promise. Claim it. Not here. Want to do this. You guys are going to love this. Matthew 10:16. Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Now, your average Christian is very good at being innocent as doves. Yeah, this is me. Naive. I am the most gullible. It's terrible. I am the easiest mark. I'm like, God, is this a bad word? I was going to say a word. Gullible. Right on my forehead. It must be written gullible, easy mark, sell me anything. I am so gullible. Now I'm getting better. Some of it is don't claim that. I'm just being honest. Girls got a long track record of being so gullible, especially with Christians. Oh, they're a Christian. Praise the Lord. I was just talking to Tamara. Like what Christians have done to me. Whoa. Wow. And like in the business world, especially, and in ministry. And it's just crazy. Some of you lived through some of it with me. Crazy. So I was very good, and most of you are, I'm sure, very good at that whole innocent as doves thing. Oh, girl, you ain't the only naive person. No. The average Christian woman has mastered part two of this verse. Oh, we're just innocent as doves. Everybody at church. So what? Girl. When we miss the first part. Notice it doesn't say innocent as doves, wise as serpents. He put the wisdom first. That practical stuff, like real world. Again, that's when we get all up in our head with ideas and concepts and theologies. Like, oh, la, la, praise the Lord. Right? Come on. That's not just me. Help me out. Show me. If I'm telling the truth, just bring it. Show me it. Hit some buttons, would you? If I'm telling the truth, hit some buttons. Thank you. We're just flowing in the spirit. We need to work on that wise as serpents thing. Yeah, there's such a thing as too trusting Trust but verify. Trust the Lord and do good. Trust the Lord and do good. Okay, so what do serpents do? This is really important. Do you know what they do? They get to a new place and they get the lay of the land. They study the environment. They don't make their presence known. Come on, this is just somebody help me out. Paying attention? Are you with me so far? When they walk into a new situation, they don't jump up and down and say, I'm here, I'm new in town, woohoo! I want to volunteer for this, and I want to volunteer for that, and I'll be on that committee and this committee, and I'll sign up for this, and I'll sign up for that. Ah! No, they lay low. When a serpent moves into a new situation, they lay low. They keep really quiet and really still. And they study and they pay attention to who's who and what's what and what's going on. Yeah, they study the environment and see what's what and who's who and where's where. Before they make a move. Somebody better write it down. Who's writing that down? You're writing that down. Hit some buttons. When you are in a new situation, breathe, take a minute, pay attention. Again, that's the opposite of naive. Now see, that was me, naive. Anytime I would meet a new person, I'd be like, oh, can you guys see this? My new best friend. Yay, my new best friend. And sometimes it's paid off well, like Tamara and, you know, some other people that I met them right away. And I'm like, oh, you're my new best friend. I love you so much. Other people that I met and thought, oh, my new best friend. Yeah, I ended up with a dagger in my back and my heart broken. Is that just me? If that's anyone else, just hit a button, would you? Paula said, pause, plan, proceed. Hey, Paula, you could use this for your training. Right? Your corporate training, how to be a believer in the workplace, how to be a godly business owner. But let's see, Linda really is my adorable new best friend. But we survived a nightmare together. You helping somebody? We helping somebody out? Yeah, Paula, you know, write down what you just wrote, because I think God maybe just dropped something down on you that you could press into, because Paul, I really love it. Paula was with us in Punta Cana. Really think you're just spot on with what God wants you to do. A lot of people resonating with this. So that snake watches, but listen to me. Now here, so that's one side. Now here's the other side. At some point they strike, and they strike quickly. And they see, when the moment's right, they seize the opportunity and they move quick. That's why I'm going to give Shannon one. I'm going to give a shout out to Shannon. If you missed the 1 hour I did with Shannon, you missed it. Like, I can't even tell you. That thing's gone viral. You need to go watch it. What to do with a prophetic word? Because girl did a master class, and there's no other word. No other word for what she did. She delivered a master class on what to do with a prophetic word. But the moment came, she was sitting, you know, and the Lord said, go sign up for Guatemala. She put the Bible study away, walked away and said, I'm going to seize this moment right now. God just told me, strike. She got up and signed up. Bam! Quickly. And this is the other side. Some Christians like me are like, I'm like the queen of impulse. And I've shared this before, that there was a season in my life when the Lord said, Donna, your number one enemy is impulsivity. Impulsivity, number one enemy for me. But then others of you, you're on the other, procrastination, inaction. And I was going to do a whole training on this somewhere in the Princess Protection Program. The dangers of inaction, because inaction is an action. Indecision is a decision. Oh, I need to say that again, because this is for somebody. If this is for you, hit the buttons. Indecision is a decision. Inaction is an action. Refusing to act is an act. Yeah. So some are at the other extreme. It's like ready, 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 aim, aim. I did this in Punta Cana, didn't I, ladies? Ready, ready, aim, 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 ready, ready, aim, aim, ready, ready, aim, aim, ready, 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 aim, 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 ready, ready. Who am I talking about? This is a somebody, this for somebody. This is like what I did to Yolanda when I just said her your face, your face, your face for about 10 minutes. Because this is for somebody. If this is for you, let me know. Ready, 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 aim, 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 aim. Who am I talking about? This is somebody. Is it? Are you going to admit it? Because I'm making a fool of myself for you. I'm making a fool of myself for you, girl. You better own it. I mean, at some point, it's ready, aim, fire. Now, see, Donna is like fire, 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 fire away. Oh, should I have gotten ready first? Oh, didn't think of that. Should I have aimed? Maybe it would have helped. Oh, it's somebody. This is a word for somebody right now. I know when I'm doing the prophetic word and it's not coming through because I can't stop. This is a word for somebody. Now we got Annie Oakley in the house. Now that's okay. Fire, 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 fire. But at some point you gotta fire. Ready, aim, fire. You know, ready, aim, fire, repeat. 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 Timing, timing, timing. Wisdom. Wisdom shows us how to get ready, where to aim, and when to fire. Somebody write that down because I just made it up and I don't even know what I just said. Please write that down. Which Mary? Is Mary in here? Marion's the queen. Marion's not here. She's the queen of this. She knows. She's like the master note taker. She's amazing. She's also helping me find a castle. So anyway, ready? How to get ready? Where to aim? When to fire? Is that what I said? How to get ready, where to aim, and when to fire. Thank you, Shannon. Because I didn't even know what I said. That's Holy Spirit talking to somebody right now. That's what wisdom is all about. Practical guidance. And we need balance. Okay, so these serpents, they have timing. They have patience. They lay low. They keep quiet. Kristen's here. Kristen Reed. Woohoo! Ascribe communications. Ready, aim, fire. It's a word for you. Go back and listen to this, Kristen. Bide your time, know your territory, and then strike quickly and decisively without hesitation. Look, you think that snake's going to be like, ah. No, he's going to bam! With overwhelming, deadly force. JoJo says that wisdom was her word for the year. So there you go. God's telling you what wisdom means. Wisdom means don't get ready forever and don't spend your whole life aiming fire. Okay. Balancing impulsivity versus procrastination. Wisdom is balanced. Now, how do we do that? You're like, well, how would I know? How will I know better? Isn't that like, who was it? What's her name? She died in the bathtub. It was so sad. What was her name? Gorgeous. What was her name? How will I know? Da, 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 da. Somebody better give me the name. It's going to drive me nuts. Okay. How will I know? Whitney Houston. Thank you. Whitney Houston. How will I know? Whitney Houston. For those, here's how you'll know. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Led by the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit will lead you. Now, see, that's all I have to do is try to find a song, and now everybody's posting comments. I'll keep that in mind on my public Facebook Lives. Everybody still here? Everybody still here? Okay, great. And then Colossians 4:5, we went from Whitney Houston back to the Bible. See how quickly we did that? Colossians 4:5 says, walk in wisdom. And that word walk literally means to walk and keep on walking. It's not a one-time thing. It's a continual lifestyle. Especially now, that one, Walk in Wisdom, was especially about dealing with non-Christians. But I put a little note because I'm so honest. There's so many Christians these days who behave just like non-Christians that they're kind of indistinguishable. So I think that we need to just apply this verse to everybody in every situation. And then where am I at? I have to end. I have to end. I didn't even get to the core teaching that I want to do. I'm going to have to do it next time. Because the example I want to give you is protection through wisdom and discernment in an unfair situation. And I'm going to do Jacob and Laban, but I can't do it. I got to skip it. I got to do it next time. Let me just give you, I have to end. That's it. I'm ending. Donna, just because you typed it on the slide doesn't mean you have to do it today. Did you see that? And I prayed prophetically for people. Woohoo, woohoo. Chapel Club. I almost said more, but I'm not going to. So God, I just thank you so much. And I ask for wisdom for me and for my sisters, because we just need wisdom. We need to know when to get, how to get ready, where to aim, and when to fire. I need that. We all need that. And I thank you. I didn't put that. That was not in my notes. That was you. And I think that's what you're saying. I believe that's what the Holy Spirit wanted to release. And next time we'll have a grand old time with Jacob and Laban. Because wow, there's just so much in that. That's going to be a good time. A good time. But I gave you some scripture verses. You know, guys, I usually like a story, like a scripture, a Bible story to camp out on. I don't usually just do verses, but we did that this time. And we're just going to leave it at that. Thanks so much for joining me. You're awesome. I love you. Come join us. Live events. That's what it's all about. More and more, we want to take you into the world and, put feet to your faith. That's what we want to see. We're launching. We're in launching mode. We're wanting to launch a lot of people out into ministry. I see a bunch of people. I've already got lined up Facebook Lives. I'm doing a Facebook Live with Linda. I'm doing a Facebook Live with Galen. I want to do a Facebook Live with Paula. I want to, get all you people out there and help launch you into the movements that God's wanting to birth. We're midwifing and Kristen, Dr. Kristen, I'm going to do one with you. Kristen Reagan, I'm going to do one with you. We're just birthing, launching. That's what we're doing. Launching and birthing. Here we go, people. Love you guys. Hope to see a bunch of you at some of these live events. We're so excited about it. And it's just a deeper connection. God took me away from live events onto the internet. And now he said, okay, internet's great. Let's get back to the real world. Let's get back to deeper connections in the real world. But all that's going to be overseas. That's because my season of, going to the United States and teaching while people sit passively and take notes. No, not doing it anymore. If you're waiting for me to do that, you're going to wait till Jesus comes back. I'm not doing that anymore. I did that for 30 years. Okay. So if you want to do something with me in person, we're going to go somewhere and we're actually going to do something. You ready? We're ready. We love you guys. That's a wrap. Chapel Club. I know I need a new name. Hey, you guys, give me suggestions. What should I call this monthly gathering? Because for sure, I don't want to call it Chapel Club. It needs to be something else. I'm open to ideas. I'm open to wisdom. Love you.